Many people also will be interested in the Assembly's report on the boat people left to die in the Mediterranean. That's already caused a lot of interest in the media. What has been the response so far, perhaps at the political level?
I think there have been two responses. First of all, we've received support from certain NGOs working in the human rights or migration field, which were very happy about the report and some specific issues contained there. Obviously, we've received support from some of the families, some of the victims, and the lawyers acting for these families. Yeah? Now, the second response has been by the states who have been accused, because there have really been four states that have been primarily at issue here. First of all, there's Italy, there's Spain, and recently France and the UK have been in the headlines. And finally, there's NATO. Yeah? So these organizations or countries have, to some extent, said, oh, no, it wasn't us. It was somebody else, but not us. Not our ship, not our vessels, no, or, you know, we didn't see them, or we had more urgent things to do. So some sort of denial, or it wasn't us. Now, as you know, there will be a report on that, and there have been even some lawyers who have taken some of the countries to court.
I know that the rapporteur on this has been studying the issue for 9 months, produced the report. Now it will be debated at the next session. Is there anything more that can be added to this process, or have we reached the end of the road?
No, I don't think we've reached the end of the road. And here I'd like to draw a parallel with the Dick Marty report on CIA renditions, CIA secret services. Obviously, we don't have a police force. We don't have judges. This is not the way it's going to go. I think we have a way of keeping this on the political agenda, making sure that certain human rights groups or maybe media or lawyers keep this issue on the political agenda or in the courts, so that gradually over time there is pressure that these things come out. So we haven't reached the end of the road. I would have thought the next 12 months are going to be crucial to see if we can push some of the truth to come out, either in the media or in the courts.
There are lots of issues to be discussed at this Parliamentary Assembly session that's coming up. The Parliamentary Assembly meets four times a year, but to some people it is overshadowed by the more frequent sessions of the European Union's Parliament. What do you think, Horst, is the added value of the Council of Europe's Parliamentary Assembly at this time?
I'm afraid I'm going to disagree a little bit by the regards to the word overshadowed. I don't think there's a competition here between the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council and the European Parliament. The European Parliament has much more power and much more money at its disposal, so I think we are supplementary. What the Parliamentary Assembly can add is we are a parliament body of 47 countries, right, where there are discussions here in Strasbourg, so we have a much wider geographical scope. So I would say we supplement what happens at the European Parliament. We're not in competition. In some instances, like the Dick Marty report I've already referred to, we're working together, because the European Parliament very much picked up and helped us also in their forum. So together we feel we're quite strong. Another example of cooperation is the death penalty. Both parliamentary institutions are very, very strong on continued abolition of the death penalty in Europe. So we work together. We're not fighting each other. But, of course, I do agree that to some extent we must we're on the same ground in Europe, so we must also make sure that our role is recognised.
On that point, then, do you feel that the Parliamentary Assembly faces a certain pressure to stake out its own ground, to have a distinctive profile, to at least separate itself a little bit from the European Union's Parliament?
Yeah, definitely. I would agree with that. And I think what makes this all the more urgent is the financial and economic crisis of our member countries. All parliaments are affected by cuts in their budget, and so our governments, and to some extent our parliaments, are asking for value for money. Well, this is the trend. So yes, we do very much have to stake out our ground and say what is our added value in this in Europe.